Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Social Joey and Deb Evans Consulting. Here is your host, Jack Munson.
You can't run away forever, but there's nothing wrong with getting a good head start. Hello, geeks. Welcome back to Social Geek Radio. Today, we have a returning friend in Beth Daly, the Vice President of Marketing at the International Franchise Association. How you doing today, Beth?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fine and looking forward to hearing what's happening at the IFA and in the franchise industry in general these days when it comes to marketing. And we're looking forward to speaking with you on the subject somewhat regularly. You know, we'd like to have you in once a quarter or maybe more if you can give us a little time and you know, really kind of hear from somebody who's got her finger on the pulse of the franchise industry.
Well, I'm happy to be here and happy to help, inform your listeners about what's happening in the industry.
Awesome. Before we get into that today, though, in case someone hasn't heard a previous show where you've joined us, give us a little background on your story pre-IFA.
Well, pre-IFA, I've been in the marketing space for probably a little more than 20 years now at this point, and I've always had a focus on technology in the space. I worked at the Discovery Channel for almost a decade. This is how old I am. I sent out that organization's very first email marketing message, launched their first e-commerce platform. Fast forward, my last role, I worked at AARP, which for your listeners, if you're under 50, you don't know what that is, but anyone who's over 50 does know what that is.
I don't know what that is whatsoever.
You absolutely do not know what that is, I hope.
For a very, very short time, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. But listen, it's a behemoth of an organization. They have 38 million members. They represent the interest of the 50 plus audience. And within my role there, I worked for a startup that they called Life Reimagined. I led the marketing for that brand. And really, it was all about it. It was a digital life transition program that we were building. So marketing has always been my passion. I love everything about it. But it's particularly marketing and what's new out there and really implementing those new technologies.
And which is perfect for us. So I'm so glad you're here today to talk about what's shaken out in the franchise industry. You talk to a lot of franchisors and a lot of franchise brands, I'm sure, every week, right? What are you seeing as far as challenges? Maybe what's keeping these folks awake at night when it comes to marketing? You know, what are they worried about and what are they working on these days?
Yeah, obviously it runs the gamut, but overall, the one thing I keep hearing that folks are focusing on the most is really building out that customer experience and really focusing in on what that looks like. And it was interesting. I was at a conference last week and one of the slides showed, every customer has expectations that they want an Amazon-like experience with every brand they interact with. And they had a slide up there that showed Amazon last year spent on research and development alone $14 billion. So most brands can't keep up with that.
and I'm sure a lot of brands have a CEO saying, well, how are we going to fight Amazon? Or why can't we be more like Amazon? Come on, go get after it, right? But
so
I don't want to spend any money on marketing.
That talking point, right, exactly. Yeah. $14 billion with a B dollars spent on research and development.
Give me $14 billion and I'll build you something almost as good as Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. But again, that is what the customer expects. So every brand is trying to reach that level and really create a delightful customer experience end to end. And that seems to be where a lot of the focus and energy is on and really figuring out, okay, we know this is what's needed, but how do we do it in a cost efficient manner? And, it's really hard out there. There are so many different platforms, so many different marketing channels It can be a very difficult challenge for marketers these days.
Do you think the franchise space has really finally embraced digital marketing to the extent that they should be? It felt, you know, for the past 10 years, there was a lot of people in franchising that were always saying, oh, you know, well, we're so behind and we're slow to move and we're conservative. And do you think we're still there, or do you think everybody is pretty much jumped into the boat by now?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I do think that as an industry, I think you're right. It probably lagged behind a little bit. But I think people realize now this is the norm. It isn't something that's nice to do, or we probably should be doing it. I think brands know that we absolutely have to be doing it at this point. It's just what is expected. And frankly, it's the way people want to be communicated with these days.
Yeah. Yeah. Any trends you're seeing in the marketing area of franchising coming down the road, maybe later this year, next year, anything that you see happening that we should all be on the lookout for?
I think one of the things, just personally, I find the most interesting, and I'm always keeping an eye on for brands particularly, is what's happening with voice activated technology,
yeah,
chatbots, just the new things that are out there. And I always look to Domino's. I feel like they really are a leader in the space to see what they're doing. But it's just figuring out how to utilize these new technologies, which I think the brands that are kind of those early adopters are going to find that their sales are going to grow substantially using these new technologies, because consumers kind of want to kind of go with who's doing what new first. And I think it's a huge area of opportunity for brands.
Yeah, it feels like things like that are happening at an accelerated pace. And it's probably an understatement to say it's happening at an accelerated pace, because it's just blowing up constantly. And when I see things like the ordering from a chatbot, or the automated experience, it feels these days like that is when it's introduced, it's way out there and it's crazy and it's kind of kooky and it's a novelty. And then after you use it one or two times, it becomes the norm.
Completely.
Yeah.
Well, think of, you know, I use it on a much too frequent basis, but the Starbucks app, you know, where I can order my coffee and just go pick it up and not wait in line. And I read a few weeks ago, and you probably did as well, that payment system collects more revenue than Apple Pay or Google Pay.
Yeah.
So, which I found fascinating.
Yeah.
That one brand has been able to create such an easy experience that the consumer is using it readily.
Yeah, I had a fun experience this week with my colleague Mike McDowell, who joins us here on Social Geek Radio frequently, and we did a tour of about five states through the South this week, seeing some franchisors and some other brands, and I don't think Mike paid for anything without his Apple Watch the entire week. Everywhere we went, every franchise we stopped at, coffee shops and restaurants. And, you know, I was just like, wow, think about that. Like, there's no need for a wallet anymore. This guy's just touring across America, waving his arm. And you know, like I said, a couple years ago, that was a novelty. It was like, oh, wow, look, this works. And now it's just, you know, if we went someplace where, if we went into a restaurant that didn't accept that, we were like, what? Come on.
What do I do now?
Yeah.
We have, you know, young staffers here, and I always say you should always carry a $20 bill with you. And they just look at me like I'm absolutely insane.
Yeah. That's like my dad saying you should always carry a dime with you in case you need to make a phone call. It costs a dime?
No, they look at me, why would I need to carry cash with me? No.
Right. could be a power outage or something, I guess.
Exactly. You never know.
So let's talk a little bit about the latest and greatest at the International Franchise Association. What are you working on these days as far as new projects and initiatives and all of that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, well, of course, I can't get off the phone without giving you an update on kind of where we stand with joint employer.
Yes.
Obviously, that keeps just franchise business owners up constantly. I mean, it's the level of uncertainty around it really remains the largest challenge. But of course, this also remains the IFA's top priority. And obviously, we continue to push for a Senate vote on the Save Local Business Act, which, as you know, passed the House with bipartisan support several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we have definitely been working with the NLRB, encouraging them to move forward with rulemaking. And just last week, they announced that this summer they intend to do so. So that's really, really good news for the industry.
Great.
Yes. It's definitely welcome news, but obviously our government affairs team are still going to push for that legislative solution, the more permanent solution.
You know, just sitting back, I know it feels sometimes like our friends in Washington, D.C. move really slow, but when you take, especially when you're out here in flyover country, but when you take a step back, I'm amazed at things like the Save Local Business Act and things like that got bipartisan support last year. That is amazing.
Yes.
And what an amazing job the IFA team and all of the folks that are active in that effort did. You know, I don't think that would have happened 5 years ago. I don't think that would have happened. So kudos to your team on that. That's terrific. And we look forward to getting an update maybe later this summer on what's shaking with the NLRB.
Absolutely.
Another thing I know you're very involved in is the IFA Marketing Committee. You've had some changes there recently and some good stuff coming up. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, well, and Jack, I have to thank you. You've been a very active participant on that committee for many years.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, really are the ideal committee member. You're always willing to give your time and your energy and your creative thoughts. So we thank you, especially for that. But I can say we really have been focusing recently on really using this committee to build the content in two key areas. We have every October our annual marketing and technology conference, and there is a task force that is formed by committee members that builds the entire content slate for this two-day conference. And then on the other half, we also have committee members who are working on building out the content for the annual marketing summit that occurs every February as part of the IFA annual convention. So we really have some great committee members that are dedicated to making sure that the best marketing technology innovation content gets out there to the rest of the industry. And we really are lucky to have so many active franchisor and supplier member participants.
And the big show then, FranTech, coming up sooner than we think. I just looked at the date of that this morning. And, you know, I always think, oh, that's at the end of the year. That's what, 6 months away. We can start working on that sometime down the road. And then I just realized it's mid-October. The FranTech date this year is October 18th and 19th in Austin, Texas again, which is awesome.
Yes.
So if
We're
you think about
so
it,
so excited
October,
to have it back in Austin.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Austin is the place for franchising, marketing, technology. You know, it's really kind of where Austin is, where those three Venn diagrams come together, right?
It's a great example. Yes.
Yeah, but it's like October. Wow. I mean, you know, let's face it. We've got July. Nothing happens in August in this country. So forget August, September. And here we are in October almost. So we really have a very short amount of time. So if anybody is thinking about attending, you may want to register sooner rather than later.
Yes. Yeah. And I would say we're really excited for this year's event. As you mentioned, it's in Austin. it's just the perfect location anytime you're talking about marketing and technology. And really, I mean, just as we've been talking about today, the lines between marketing, technology, IT, they're blurring more and more every single day. And so we really want to focus this year on creating a place that helps both of those cohorts cut through all the noise. It's what are the right solutions for their business? Everyone wants to create larger customer demand, increase their customer loyalty. And we want this to be a place for those cohorts to come, learn from each other, figure out what's new and innovative in the industry. And because of this, we're actually evolving the event and renaming it. It's going to be the Franchise Marketing and Technology Conference. Very clear cut what we're here to do. And we're really looking forward to this year. It's going to be the best event that we've put on yet, for sure.
Yeah, again, that's the Franchise Marketing and Technology Conference, October 18th and 19th in Austin, Texas. And if people want to register or get some more information, where can we send them?
Sure. Yeah, we're happy to have you go to franchise.org/events. And there you'll find information on the conference, and you'll also find information on all the upcoming events we have. I think one more I want to let your listeners know about, coming September 12th, we have a brand new event, our Operations One Day Summit. And this really is content focused solely for the operations executive.
Mm-hmm.
And there really isn't an event out there for them. So we just saw a need, and there was space to bring content together for this very critical role in the franchising world. And we hope to see a lot of our franchise operations executives there.
And that's in Tampa, right?
That's in Tampa, Florida. Yes.
Awesome. Okay. We'll be there as well with Social Geek Radio, September 12th, awesome, in Tampa, and you can get details there at franchise.org as well. All right, Beth Daly from the IFA, thank you so much for the franchise industry update. We look forward to speaking with you again very soon.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Have a great one.
Thank you. And thanks for joining us. And good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2018 Social Geek Radio.